This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every election cycle, we try and bring you as many candidates for office as possible. We're only 2 weeks away. I'm going to try and cram in as many as I can here in the next 2 weeks. Back in the primary, we talked with Kyler Sweely. He won his primary election. He's now the Republican candidate for Kansas House District 102. The seat is currently held by Liberal Democrat Representative Jason Probst. Kyler, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
Congrats on the primary win, brother. How's the general campaign going?
You know, it's been just as busy as the primary. We pretty much moved right from the primary into the general and just continue knocking doors and campaigning as much as we can.
You know, I remember yours was a pretty contentious primary. You guys were fighting it out. I'm glad to hear that folks are Republicans and independents and folks undecided are uniting against you behind you, rather. It's nice to hear that folks have kind of come together, recognized how important it is to beat Probst. I mean, Probst, I didn't have the opportunity much to get to know him, but I know of him and I know his voting record, and he's typical of these Democrats that, you know, run as moderates. But if you look at their voting record, he voted against the main tax cut bills. He voted for all the, you know, against all the transgender stuff. Laura Kelly calls, it's a jump and he says how high. And that's not what representative, that's not someone who would represent that district.
No, yeah, and I couldn't agree more. It's the middle of the ground candidate seems to do well in Kansas. And as you know, a lot of people don't keep track of voting records when people actually go to Topeka. So it is unfortunate that that's how it works. But I think that we've opened a lot of people's eyes, and I think we're getting a lot of support. So
that's, and you're right. I think that's the sad part. I noticed it when I was in the legislature. We had a lot, and particularly when I was there, we had a lot of Republicans that were voting with the Democrats. And then, you know, when they'd come up for reelection, they'd go back home and they'd send mailers out saying that they were fiscal conservatives and run to the right. And if you didn't bother to look at their voting records and see they were voting with the Democrats all the time, you wouldn't know any better. And I think that's the same thing that's going on in District 102. I think, you know, Jason Probst likes to call himself a moderate, likes to say he reaches across the aisle. But I have seen, and I've had conversations with him, he's as far left as everybody, as the rest of the Democrat Party up there. And he will fall in line when Laura Kelly calls. But that's not the way he's marketing himself to voters.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree. Like I said the first time that we spoke, I mean, it's pretty clear that he's indebted to the Democratic Party and,
right,
you know, ultimately the boss that sits in the governor's seat. So it's unfortunate that, you know, people are elected to be a representative of what their constituents' thoughts are and their beliefs, and it shows that it's just being taken advantage of, I believe. So
how is Donald Trump playing in your election and in the district at a larger scale?
So yeah, in 2020, Donald Trump won by almost 15 points. I believe it's 14.8 in the House district alone.
So yeah, again, this illustrates that this is not a Jason Probst district.
Yeah, so it's so volatile, though, in the fact that, you know, 2 years later, Governor Kelly did end up winning the that House district. Obviously, Reno County, you know, way more conservative, but this House district is a little bit more volatile, just how moderate sometimes it is. But, you know, if I think it just comes down to solely if the Trump voters get out, you know, those unaffiliated and those conservatives that get out, that, you know, have seen what this administration in D.C. have done, and, you know, they speak up and get their vote cast. I think it's going to be good for, you know, us in the state house. So,
well, and I also think a lot of it has to do with the candidate. I think, you know, I know who ran on the Republican side 2 years ago, and that was, well, let's be generous and say a flawed candidate. And that has a lot to do with it. It's hard taking out an incumbent. Incumbent, there's a lot of benefits to being an incumbent. They can raise money. I guarantee you Jason Probst has outspent you. And so it's hard to take out an incumbent. You can't be a flawed candidate. This time around, I think the Republican Party's got a good candidate in you, and you've got a good presidential candidate to hopefully, you know, help lift that ballot. So I think all of it should tee up nicely for a Republican this time around. We're talking with Kyler Sweely, candidate for Kansas House District 102. What are you hearing from voters? What's the biggest issue facing voters in the 102nd?
You know, I think it comes down to the, you know, same thing all over the state is taxes are too high, and obviously the property tax. I mean, if I went to 10 doors, I bet 8 of them tell me about property tax. And Reno County has a pretty high property tax compared to the rest of the state, and it doesn't seem to be going down at all. It just continues to be, you know, slowly growing at a normal rate, and pretty much people seem pretty fed up with the current administration in D.C., and they feel underrepresented at the state level, that they haven't had the tax breaks, when my opponent is solely campaigning on all these tax cuts and tax breaks that he's given the state and his district, which no one's going to feel.
The tax cuts and tax breaks that the Republicans provide, I mean, that, you know, he's taking credit for, it takes someone else's work, let's be honest.
Yeah, this is exactly what's going to come up, you know. He's going to vote whatever way, and the governor's going to veto, you know, 7 tax bills, I believe it is. But then ultimately, when it comes down, when there's a real Republican candidate there, that someone that's actually working hard, you know, he's going to take credit for what the legislature did. And, you know, he's been calling out Republicans, the big bad Republicans have, you know, done everything wrong, and they haven't done anything right. But, you know, he's campaigning basically off of what the Republicans do in the House.
So of course he did. I want to give Phil a break here. The phones have been ringing. We have now given away all 3 of the books. So thank you for calling. But there are 4 people online who now Phil has to disappoint. So, Kyler, I understand the two of you that Jason finally did a debate recently. It was just last week. How did that go? How was that? How was the performance? What's your takeaways from it?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty, you know, similar to how those most debates go. Each side kind of has their supporters already there. And it's not a lot of people that are undecided. So whatever I say, my supporters are cheering, and whatever he says, his supporters cheer, and they just try to drown each other out. So, you know, I think we did really well. I don't think he was expecting to actually be called out in public on some of these votes that he's taken.
Good.
You know, some of these, the last week or two, he's been talking about this flat tax that Republicans have done, you know, and I've never been in office. I've never taken a vote, but he talks about this big, bad flat tax. And, you know, in 2023, Jason Probst voted for a flat tax. And, you know, whenever you call him out about something like this, he'll just stay real quiet and then just go back. You know, the Republicans are outspending in this race, or they're helping him so much. You know, it's just obviously made up stuff. In 2020, he outspent his opponent, I believe, $4,500. And then in 22, he spent $60,000 to his opponent's $3,500. And now he'll outspend me, I mean, 10 or 12 to 1, I would say.
Oh, I guarantee.
I don't know how much he's going to spend, but, I mean, how much he has in the account, I'd expect it'd be more than 10 times. So.
And I also guarantee you that Laura Kelly's, quote, middle of the road pack is going to spend on his behalf against you as well. So for him to try and pretend like Republicans are outspending is a joke. I mean, it's laughable.
It's just, you know, he always plays victim about everything. And the middle of the road pack, I assume, will come into play because they endorsed him. But also, they endorse Democrats in the state, so it's kind of ironic, I would say.
Yeah, well, for the middle of the road pack, they didn't endorse a single Republican, so that should answer that here. This is one thing voters just have to understand, and I emphasized it in my monologue. We have to maintain our supermajorities in both chambers. This is a major opportunity to swing a blue seat. So folks who live in the 102nd district, this is a major opportunity. We have to get behind you, Kyler. Folks out in Reno County have to get behind you. They have to unite. And more importantly, they have to get out and vote. Obviously, top of the ticket down. But this is a very important race, and we need to make sure we're supporting you. If folks want more information, if they want to volunteer, if they want to throw out a yard sign, or if they want to donate, they can visit Kyler Sweely, and that's KYLERSWEELY.com, correct?
Yes, sir. And I have a Facebook that is, you know, pretty active. My email, my cell phone number is very public. It's not some campaign phone that I just pick up whenever I want. It's my actual cell phone. So,
brother, I appreciate you. I wish you the best of luck. I'm hoping that we that this is one of those seats that we can swing blue to red. And I wish you the best of luck. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good night.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.